Hey, how's it going? It's your boy JB, and I'm back once again with the Kitchen Sink Podcast, Volume 4. So I've been away for a wee while, working on a lot of stuff, and backwards and forwards with the old docs. We'll get into more of that later on, but I want to make sure that I give you a load of updates, because there's been quite a lot that's happened over the last couple of months. But first of all, before you do that, if you like what I'm doing here, you've got anything that you've picked up over the time that you've been around, please subscribe or follow me on Instagram, at fatlodfood. If you want to donate or you want to put some money back into the project, buy the t-shirt. It's available on fatladfood.co.uk. My book, Fat Lad Does Pizza, is now available on Amazon for £5. So please donate back in, and the more that we can do, and the more that we can get, the more of these videos that I can make, and the more of these podcasts that I can do. Okay, so first things first, I want to tell you that some of my recipes are currently in the process of being uploaded and shared on the BBC Good Food website. So if you go and search for Fat Lad Food, you'll get probably the last four or five recipes actually that I've done. I'm just in the process in the man cave today, uploading probably the rest of them, which is going to take a very long period of time, but managed to get really good access and really good likes and stuff on that. So if you get most of your recipes from BBC Good Food, don't forget to check out the page, okay? It's Fat Lad Food. You should be able to search it just as you would normally search on Google or wherever it is that you're going to go. But you should get a load of really, really good recipes from there. Okay, so the second part, sorry, I'm looking this way because this is where my script is, so it's reminding me of what it is that I need to say. So the next part is, I'd like to advise you that I'm working on a new version of the Fat Lad Food Show. Fat Lad Food Show, for those that don't know it, is a show that was essentially created by myself, where I would give a review of a restaurant and then do a very specific recipe that either related to that restaurant or was one of my really good recipes at the time, just as I was learning and as I was growing up through the video world within YouTube and all the rest of it. However, I'm now going to change the format. I'm going to choose a topic for each one. I want to do 6 episodes. Currently, I've got an idea for 5. Possibly 6, but I'm going to open up the 6th to everybody in my audience. So episode 1 is already completed. I'm actually in the process of editing it at the minute. It's on bread, my love. Every single aspect of what I do revolves around bread. So that's the very first episode, where we're going to essentially break down the whole bread making process and hopefully make it a little bit easier for everyone to follow. Episode number 2, I've spent quite a lot of this summer here in Northern Ireland. Has been the maddest summer, 24 to 26 degrees most days. Even though whenever it's raining, it's sunny. So, you know, it is what it is. It's great weather to have though. So I've been very, very blessed. But it's meant that I've been able to barbecue a lot. And I want to bring you a really special barbecue recipe that came out of some friends actually, who introduced me to lamb for the first time on the barbecue. And then myself and Claire sat down and worked out a way to make a meal out of it. So I'm really excited to share that with you, but I'm also very excited to share the process of barbecuing with you as well, because I've videoed the whole thing pretty much from start to finish. Episode 3. So we recently went to New York, myself and my new wife, because I got married over the last few while as well. And for the second time, I had a Shake Shack burger. So for those that don't know, Shake Shack are a burger chain in America. They're a bit like In-N-Out and McDonald's and the rest, but they're kind of high-end burgers, and they are delicious. And I've been making these videos for ages on Shack sauce and how to make Shack burgers. You'll find one on the YouTube site called Shake Shack Redemption, I think is what I've called it. That'll likely be what the episode's title will be. But basically, what it taught me actually this time was to not focus on the sauce. I've got the sauce right down. Was actually focus on the condiments that are included within the burger. I think I've cracked it. I know exactly what it is that I need to use. I also have a good recipe for the potato roll. So we're going to do an episode on the potato rolls, the burgers themselves, the Shack sauce, and then how to put the whole thing together so that it works exactly like you were getting it out of Shake Shack. So I'm very excited about that. Episode number 4 will be on my favourite potato treat, gnocchi. I've come up with an additional recipe. So if you go on to fatladfood.co.uk right now, you'll find 2 recipes, one for a mushroom sauce and one for my actual gnocchi recipe. But actually have created a newer version of that since. So I'm going to do a full episode on how to create and making gnocchi, making the mushroom sauce, and then the extra accoutrements. So if you go on to my Instagram, instagram.com/fatladfood, you'll see it. There's actually a really nice picture of it, and it is delicious. It's even better than just the two recipes put together. The additional touch really sends it over the edge. And then lastly, one of the big things I've seen recently, and one of the big trends in food, is using cauliflower as a substitute. Especially seeing, as you know, my love for pizza within pizza bases, because it's gluten-free, essentially. But I've also seen loads and loads of recipes where you can use it for pastry and other bread formats. So I want to explore that in a little bit more detail for all of my gluten-free friends in order to help you create recipes that are completely gluten-free but ultimately taste really, really good. The main thing that kind of brought me onto it was last time actually we had the barbecue out, I actually smoked an entire head of cauliflower and then used it as a pizza base, and it's delicious. It's really, really nice. So I'm going to do that. We'll get the barbecue out this weekend. We're just going to basically put it on a head again and then break it down into cauliflower rice. That's the first part of the whole process. And then it's what you do with that cauliflower rice afterwards. So we'll have a really nice stir fry recipe. We'll have a really nice potato and chicken based recipe where we'll use it for pastry. And then we'll have a really nice pizza recipe then on top of it. Then there's episode 6. Haven't come up with that one yet. So leave a note in the comments down below as to what you think you would like to see me cook in the last episode, and we'll make it an audience specific episode. Happy to take on any challenge, it doesn't matter whatsoever, I'm not really that worried about it. The only thing I would say to you is that I can't eat fish because I'm like deathly allergic to fish, so it can't be fish. But if you come up with something that you think that you'd like me to do, then I'm more than happy to do it. Okay, so number 3, and the last update really for today. Recently I turned 42 years old. I know, I don't look 42, let's be honest, but I did. So in this country, well, at least in Northern Ireland, probably in other places, I would say, you go through a medical process. So we call it an MOT, essentially, but it's a medical. So you're just going through and getting everything checked just to make sure there's nothing that you need to worry about in later years. So one of the things that came out of the first set of testing was that I have too much triglyceride in my blood. Basically what that is a fatty deposit that goes around your bloodstream. Everybody has it, it's just you don't want to get too much of it, essentially, and right now I've got too much of it. So over the next couple of months, probably over the next 6 months, you'll see all the recipes coming out on Fat Lad Food will have a low-carb version, or will be low-carb versions, because it's carbs that essentially create too many triglycerides in your blood. So I'm going to go low-carb for a while. I'm not going to do it all the time, but it's just to bring it back down again into a safe and manageable level so that I can have my usual, you know, fat lad, try and get everything in, eat as much as possible, pizza, 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 but also at the same time, not do myself any immeasurable harm later on down the line. So that's what we're going to be doing over the next wee while. You'll see today that I released a recipe video called Chicken Enchilada Bowls. And essentially that's the start of it. So it's enchiladas, but there's no bread. That's really about the height of it. Now you can put stuff in it. You put couscous in it if you want, or you could put rice in it if you really want to, or you could just follow the recipe and make enchiladas if you wish. It's low carb, so essentially it's there for me to be able to eat what I normally eat, but necessarily not having all of the carbohydrates that I would usually have. Like I said earlier, if you really like what you're seeing here, please give the video a thumbs up. The other thing is you can follow me on Instagram. I'm generally on Instagram if you're going to look for me, Fat Lad Food. And I'm also, all of my videos go on to Instagram TV. This one will go on the Instagram TV, for example, so it will later on today. And of course, this podcast will be shared through Anchor, as normal, which will make its way out to Spotify as it usually does. And again, if you need anything or you want anything in writing or you want the print version of any of my recipes, you can get it all at fatladfood.co.uk. Do me a favour, sign up for the newsletter. I've got a lot of really cool things coming up over the next wee while outside of the Fat Lad Food Show. So I want to wish you all the best. Have a nice weekend, and I will catch you later.